Previously on Suits.
I want you to decide if you love me more than you hate what I did. And if you do, then I want you to come home.
And the only thing they'll definitely find if they get a look at those files is that you've embezzled money.
Listen to me, God damn it, we need to undo this deal.
We have nothing to hide.
This is a ploy. He's trying to get me on record stating that we have everything. And if I find nothing, he's going to file malicious prosecution charges.
Actually, Sean, I'm filing those charges right now.
Harvey went to court this morning and agreed to hand over every single document on the Gillis takeover, including Forstman.
Shit!
And it's only a matter of time before I'm marched out of here in handcuffs.
If he did make a dirty deal with Forstman, it wouldn't have been in those documents. It would have been
the documents we just told the court we're happy to turn over.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to find out what the hell Lewis did.
I made a huge mistake.
What's going on?
Lewis, I want you to tell Harvey exactly what you just told me, or I will.
He doesn't have to. He made a dirty deal with Forstman.
Harvey, I can explain.
Explain what? That you put the firm in jeopardy all because he had to be the hero?
I didn't do it to be the hero. I didn't even know I was going to do it at all.
What?
The deal was closed, and you were so happy we won. Then I went back that night. Forstman said if I didn't funnel the money overseas, the deal was off, so I did it.
There's more.
How do you know there's more?
Because with Forstman, there's always more.
He made me take $1 million out of the deal, so I couldn't turn on him later.
Jesus Christ.
I had no choice.
Bullshit, you had no choice. You could have said no at any goddamn point along the way, but you didn't because all you cared about was yourself.
Okay, if I care about myself so much, how come I'm in here telling you that I'm going to confess?
You want to confess? Be my guest.
Harvey? That's enough. Lewis, the problem with that is that we're innocent. Cahill's plan is to throw mud against the wall and see what sticks. You tell him about what you did, and all of a sudden, everything sticks.
Okay. But I have to do something to help.
You will, when the time comes. Right now, I need to talk to her.
I can't believe you're taking this as well as you are.
I'm not taking this well at all.
Then what the hell are you being so nice to him for?
Did you hear? He was going to confess. I had to calm him down.
So you're not going to stand by him?
Stand by him? The second this thing is over, I'm going to fire his goddamn ass. How was your shower?
It's great. Rachel, you don't have to clean up for me. I live here.
I know. I want everything to be perfect.
It is. Is this my parents' photo album?
Oh, yeah. It was, in the back of the closet.
Yeah, I know where it was. Why is it out here?
Because I was looking for pictures of you. What are you going to do for dinner tonight?
I was thinking maybe we could hit that little Mexican spot.
Oh, you just got back here. I don't want to go anywhere.
I don't either, but we don't have anything to eat.
Don't we?
Well, I know for a fact we don't have any bean and cheese burritos.
Then why are there six of them in the fridge right now?
You hate them.
I do, but you love them, and I wanted you to have them here when you came home.
And what if I didn't come home tonight?
Then I would have bought fresh ones again tomorrow.
Thanks, Rachel.
Good to have you home.
It's good to be home.
What happened?
Thought you had a date.
I canceled it and I asked you a question.
I don't want to talk about it because I know what you're going to say.
Harvey, I don't even know what exactly Lewis did.
He broke the law to close Forstman.
He broke it or Forsman made him break it?
What's the goddamn difference?
Harvey!
You don't have to say it, Donna. I've heard it 1,000 times. Lewis only did this to get my approval. And you know what? I don't give a shit that I agreed to be his best man. He put you, me, and every one of us in jeopardy to get what he wanted.
Well, I was going to say that, but instead I'll say this. You put us all in jeopardy, too.
When the hell did I do that?
The day you hired Mike. And by the way, I'm guessing he wouldn't even be back here if Lewis hadn't done what he did.
Then tell that to Jessica, because when it's over, she's going to fire him. They keep this place open late for you?
Ownership has its privileges.
What do you want, Harvey?
I want you to undo the dirty deal you made with Lewis Litt.
Dirty deal? Doesn't sound like me at all.
How does prison sound? Because the SEC is going to get a record of the shit you pulled tomorrow morning.
There is no record, because I didn't do anything. Lewis Litt came to me, and he's the one who embezzled money.
And your grudge isn't with Lewis, it's with me. So, let him go. Live to fight me another day.
If I let him off, I let you off. I don't think I want to do that.
Then you're forcing me to turn you in for what you did 12 years ago.
No way. You're not going to do that. Because you did it too, pal.
But if you did it to Lewis, and you did it to me, you did it to 100 others. And if you don't do what I'm asking, I'll just have to find the 1 in 100 that's in a position to turn on you.
I'll take my chances, Harvey. Now get out of my face. Let me finish my cigar in peace.
See the light on the stage for you and me. Getting out a piece of pie for you and I. Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like.
Of course I do.
I never meant
to. Lewis, I understand why you did what you did.
You do?
Yes. You went down a path with the best intentions, and then it just got worse and worse until it was too late.
You like shit.
And you should.
What? But you just...
I understand. I do. But I don't think you understand that every other time you screwed up, it was a mistake. And this time, it was a choice.
That's what Harvey said.
Of course that's what Harvey said. And just because I get what happened, it doesn't mean that you deserve to be let off the hook. So if you come in here to ask me to go to him for the millionth time,
No, I'm not here for that.
Then what are you here for?
I'm here to ask you if I'm going to get fired.
What?
I saw how he looked at me, Donna. I know he trusts you. But I need to know if Harvey's planning on firing me.
No, Lewis. To my knowledge, Harvey isn't planning to fire you.
Thank you, Donna. I know I can count on you.
Can't remember the last time I saw you in here.
I can't remember the last time this firm faced prosecution.
I can. Ava Hessington.
And after that, we said it would never come to this again. How the hell did it?
We stepped into the ring with Charles Forsman.
I'm guessing he didn't budge last night.
He didn't. He sheltered himself, and he'd rather laugh in my face than be 100% protected against the SEC.
You have a plan B?
He doesn't, but I do.
What the hell is it?
What would you do if you were Cahill?
I'd go through every one of these boxes and start deposing us.
Okay, so what if while he's doing that, we start deposing him?
Did you come here to personally deliver my files?
I came here to personally deliver this.
What was an invitation to your birthday party? I think I'm busy that day.
That's too bad. I promised the children a clown.
You've got to be kidding me. You got Judge Hopkins to let you start depositions on your malicious prosecution bullshit?
He didn't think it was bullshit, which is why he's letting me start with your boyfriend, Eric Woodall.
You trying to take my eye off the ball, Harvey?
This is the ball, Sean. It's a wrecking ball, and it's headed your way.
have you been? Those documents are on their way over.
Trina, relax.
Relax? The last time I saw you, you were worried about going to prison. What did you decide to do?
I went to Harvey and Jessica and I told them everything.
What?
Jessica said that I made a mistake and they're working on a way out.
Lewis, have you seen any mafia movie ever made?
I mean, I'm not really a fan of the genre. I find it to be a little offensive to Italians.
Shut up and listen. She's telling you to your face, she'll let you live. But behind your back, she's making plans to whack you.
Holy shit, I'm living a hard time.
Unless you fix this. Because if you don't, even if Jessica manages to keep you out of prison, she'll be coming to fire you.
Jessica, I was just thinking about our dinner plans tonight, and I think that... What's wrong?
We're going after Eric Woodall. Harvey moved up the timeline.
And since this is Harvey's case now, why are you talking to me?
Because I need you to find out every dirty thing Eric Woodall has ever done, condoned, or been part of.
Jessica, I really don't feel comfortable participating in blackmail without knowing why.
It's not blackmail. It's evidence, and I'll tell you why. Because malicious prosecution is easier to prove when there's a track record.
Yeah, there's only one problem with that. You see, just yesterday, we agreed to hand over our files because we had nothing to hide. And now you want me to go after the SEC, which means we do.
Jeff.
Jessica, hide it from them all you want, okay? But we talked about this, and you said that I shouldn't be treated like any other partner. So don't come in here hiding it from me.
You want a straight answer? I'll give you a straight answer. Harvey did not collude with Mike Ross. But Sean Cahill doesn't give a shit about that, so I need you to do whatever you have to and get me something on these guys.
Hey, how did Cahill handle our surprise?
Actually, I gotta hand it to him. He handled it pretty damn well.
What? You guys had your whole Wonder Twins riff, and now you're giving him respect? What's next? Timeshare in the Florida Keys?
Easy, Tiger.
Just saying, I got two words for you. Bro-mance.
Before you order us a gift off our registry, let me tell you what he's been up to. He had Judge Hopkins sign off on his depositions, meaning he's coming at us the same time we go after him.
We can handle it.
Can Rachel?
What?
Take a look. She's first on the list.
And you want me to tell her it's coming?
I want you to do more than that. I want you to prep her.
Harvey, that's not a good idea.
Yes, it is. You're the best person for the
job. I am the worst person for the job.
And you're only saying it because it makes you feel uncomfortable. How do you think Cahill's going to make Rachel feel when he gets her under oath?
Usually people don't start by washing their hands.
Usually people aren't here to talk about Lewis.
Donna.
Jessica, he made a mistake.
Mistake implies that he did something by accident. Lewis made a choice.
And you're making the choice to fire him when this is over.
And how the hell is that any of your business?
I just thought if Lewis could help get you out of it.
Help get me out of it? He's the one that got me into it.
And if this were Harvey, you'd let him try to make up for it.
And if this were Harvey, I'd have the confidence that he would.
Jessica, Lewis did all of this because he is dying for your approval. You never have confidence in him and you never treat him the way you treat Harvey.
So this is my fault.
I'm saying Harvey's made mistakes and you've forgiven him. I've made mistakes and you've forgiven me.
You're right, Donna. You did make a mistake once and I did forgive you, but first I fired you. And if you don't back off me right now, I will do it again. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a deposition to get to.
Please state your full name for the record.
Eric Ignatius Woodall.
Ignatius?
Like the saint.
I doubt that. And how long have you worked for the SEC?
2 months.
And where were you before that?
I worked at the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Until I got you fired for malicious prosecution.
You didn't get me fired. You slandered me to a person in power, which caused me to leave a job I loved.
To avoid getting fired.
You have no proof of that, and he has no knowledge of that.
Does he have any knowledge of his feelings towards me?
I don't have any feelings for you, Mr. Spector. And for your information, I landed on my feet.
Yes, we know, at the SEC, but we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about Jim Pembry.
You don't seem too comfortable anymore, Eric. Who's Jim Pembry?
I worked with Jim at the U.S. Attorney's Office.
On the Arthur Cohen prosecution.
I believe he did some work for me.
You believe? You sent him over 1,200 emails on that case over 4 years.
If you say so.
Actually, your computer records say so. And I could read them all, but I'd rather start with my favorite. I don't care what we get Arthur Cohen on. Tax evasion, insider trading, jaywalking if we have to, but we're putting that piece of shit behind bars.
Where the hell did you get that?
It's not important where we got it, but that we got it.
Emails get heated. It was the middle of a case. The problem is, Eric, this is dated 2 years before you even brought your big case. Do you have a question? I sure do. You decide someone's guilty, then you find the crime to fit them. Isn't that true?
No.
You want me to get you for perjury, too? You tried to get Arthur on one thing. Instead, you got him on another, didn't you?
Yes.
And that's exactly what you want to do with me, isn't it? That's enough. Stop typing. We're done here.
To answer your question,
don't.
You're damn right it is.
That's okay. You may not be on record, but I got what I wanted.
You're not my usual guy.
I'm not a usual anything.
No, you're not.
We got him. Thanks to you.
Thanks to Jim Pembry.
I'm not here to celebrate with Jim Pembry.
Jessica, we may have landed the first punch, but we're next up. Cahill's going to be brutal on us.
No, he isn't.
What do you mean?
We're going to court tomorrow. And with any luck, we're going to get this whole thing tossed before he even has a chance to depose us.
Well, then maybe we should go to dinner.
I have a better idea. Let's order in.
Miss Zane, do you live with Michael Ross, the lawyer on the other side of this takeover?
Yes.
And at any point during the takeover, did you discuss business with him?
No.
You expect me to believe that?
I don't care whether you believe it or not, because it's the truth.
The truth. Did you discuss Logan Sanders with Mr. Ross?
Yes.
I'm confused. You just said that you didn't discuss business with Mr. Ross, yet now you're saying that you discussed the man on the other side of the takeover. How the hell can one be true without the other?
That wasn't about business.
Then what was it about?
It was about the fact that I used to be involved with Logan Sanders.
And did you assure Mr. Ross that you wouldn't become involved with Logan Sanders again?
What does that have to
do? Answer my question.
Yes, I did.
And yet, over the course of the takeover, you did become involved with him again, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You had no physical contact of a sexual nature at all.
Mike, please.
Just answer my question.
We kissed once and that was it.
Did you sleep with him?
He is not going to ask me.
You just lied. You said you weren't involved and then you said you kissed him. So I'm going to ask you again. Did you sleep with Logan Sanders after you assured the man that you supposedly loved that you wouldn't become involved again?
I'm not going to answer that because it doesn't have anything to do with collusion.
It goes to credibility. It goes to what you're capable of and whether a jury should trust you.
A jury or you?
What difference does that make?
The difference is you're the one that's doing it because you don't trust
me. Because Harvey needs
me. It is vicious and
it's doing my job.
Mike, I thought you were over there.
Goddamn not!
I didn't sleep with Logan. I kissed him, and I hate myself for it. Mike, I'm so sorry. And I can apologize to you every day for the rest of my life, but I don't know what else to do other than to tell you that you mean more to me than anything in the world, and I need you to believe me. I need you to believe me so that we can move on and live our lives.
I think that's enough questions for tonight.
Louis, what the hell are you doing here?
I read the Eric Woodall deposition, and I thought I could help.
Help what?
You're here to shut down Sean Cahill, and he's not going to give up without a fight.
Louis, I don't have time for this. Let's take your arguments and get the hell out of here.
Please, Jessica, I want to help.
I don't need your help. We're about to put this thing to bed.
I feel responsible.
You are responsible. You are the entire reason we are in jeopardy, and you want to sit your stupid face in front of Cahill? You may as well wear a sign that says depose me next, and if he does that, you will tumble like a house of cards because you are ruled by your emotions, and that is the reason why we're in this situation in the first place.
At least sit with Keller.
I don't care where you sit. Cahill's going to be here in 30 seconds, so I better be far away from me.
What the hell is he doing here?
The important thing is that he's not sitting here anymore.
Mr. Cahill, this email makes a strong case that Eric Woodall has a propensity for malicious prosecution.
Yes, it does, Your Honor. But I'm the one pursuing this case, not Eric Woodall. And I don't have a propensity for anything. I'm a simple man trying to do my job.
You expect us to believe that the guy you came up with at the Department of Justice comes over to the SEC and you immediately start coming after us, and it's a coincidence.
Doesn't take much to connect the dots here, Your Honor.
Well, as long as we're connecting dots, I can connect a few, too. Let's start with Jeff Malone, a man who used to work at the SEC, now conveniently works at Pearson Spector.
It's not against the law to change jobs.
Yes, but why did he change jobs?
Because he was instructed to come after us on behalf of the SEC.
So he says. I think it's because he wanted to work with his girlfriend, Jessica Pearson.
Excuse me?
Miss Pearson hired Mr. Malone because if you're planning to break some rules, you need someone to navigate them for you. Who better to do that than your boyfriend who works at the SEC?
That's ridiculous.
Do you have any proof of this allegation?
Right here. I can call you up to the stand, or we can do this right now. Were you seeing Jeff Malone during the time that he worked for the SEC? Please let the record reflect Miss Pearson said yes.
Well, a romantic relationship isn't proof of a conspiracy. It's not relevant. I'll allow me to move forward with depositions.
I don't care what we have to do. I'm not losing that son of a bitch.
Despite what we just proved, you're not losing to him, you're losing to me. And as far as depositions go, now it's our turn.
Is there something I can help you with?
I was just thinking things were so much simpler when I was in here.
Yeah, Lewis,
I know about you and Jessica.
What?
It came out in court. See, I thought you were using me to get ahead when you really just wanted to spend more time with Jessica.
What are you doing in here, Lewis?
I'm here to apologize. You wanted to be my friend, and I rejected you because you were trying to protect her. You must have felt so alone. And believe me, I know what it's like to feel alone.
You're not alone.
Oh, I am. Jessica said that I'm responsible for everything that's happening, and she was right. No one made me make that dirty deal with Forsman. Now she won't forgive me. I'm alone.
And you want me to talk to her for you?
You're the only one I can go to, Jeff. And you're the closest person she has.
Sure, Lewis. I'll talk to Jessica for you.
Hey.
Hey.
You're off the hook with Cahill. He's gonna start with me and Harvey in the morning.
Am I?
Are you what?
Off the hook.
Rachel, I didn't mean for what happened to happen.
But it did.
I know.
Mike.
I still haven't gotten a full night's sleep since you told me.
I know that you're not completely over it. But things are going to come up, and I...
Want me to not be vicious and cruel?
Do you think that's possible?
I hope so.
I hope so too. If it means anything, I haven't gotten a good night's sleep since any of this happened either.
Maybe we can both give it a shot tonight.
Let's start with one for you, Mr. Ross. Were you on good terms with him when you left?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then why weren't you representing him on the Gillis Industries takeover?
Because he wasn't technically our client at the time.
Well, if you're on such good terms, why wasn't he a client?
Because sometimes brothers fight.
And sometimes they pretend to fight.
What are you getting at?
I'm getting at the fact that you supposedly were fighting when this thing started. Yet you claim that you weren't fighting when it ended.
Who says we weren't fighting when it ended?
You did, when you hired him back.
Yeah, and the Cowboys signed Deion Sanders, even though they were rivals. You want to know why? Because he was awesome, and they were tired of him intercepting their passes.
He didn't intercept passes for you. He fumbled the ball.
Bullshit, he hit it out of the park.
What park are you playing at? He sides with Walter Gillis, buys a ton of shares, then ditches poor Walter, and then walks away from the whole thing. Why would you even want a guy like this on your team? What am I missing?
You're missing the fact that he kicked ass his first time out, and anybody would be lucky to have him.
Then why didn't anybody take him? What? I checked with every major law firm in the city, and not one of them received a resume from you. Why is that? Because it's clear as day, you're hiding something, and I'll tell you what it is. It's because you always knew that he was coming back because you and he were in this together the whole time.
The problem with your theory is neither one of us got a nickel from this alleged collusion, and you've got no proof we did.
Yeah, and you're never going to find any because it doesn't exist. So you're both insisting that neither one of you got any money.
Damn right.
But it tells me that someone else did. Thank you, gentlemen. I believe you showed me where I should focus my manpower. Somewhere in those files, there is a payment from somewhere to someone, and I'm going to find it, because you can't hide money from the SEC.
Son of a bitch.
Why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
About Lewis making a dirty deal with Forstmann.
He told you.
He thought I already knew. He found out we were together, and unlike you, he assumes that people in relationships share shit like that.
Goddamn ticking time bomb.
Do you hear yourself? I'm coming to you with a problem between you and me. And you're focused on Lewis.
I'm focused on Lewis because right now his actions threaten this entire firm.
Which brings me right back to where we started. Why didn't you tell me about Lewis when I asked you what the dirt on Woodall was for?
I didn't tell you. Because I didn't want you in the position of having to lie for me in a deposition. Is that focused on you and me enough?
Jessica, when are you going to understand that I can handle crossing lines, but I won't handle you lying to me? How much trouble are we in?
That's what I'm going to find out.
Lewis, did you see this?
No, what is it?
It's Cahill's deposition with Harvey and Mike. Skip to the end.
Jesus Christ, he's honing in like a bloodhound. It's only a matter of time.
There's gotta be a way we can get
there. There isn't.
Lewis.
I'm done. I'm done. And if I don't do something now, so are Harvey and Mike.
Where are you going?
To finish what I started.
You know what I think?
What?
I think we both could have used a better lawyer in that deposition.
You think this is funny?
No, I don't.
Then help me figure a way out. Because if we don't, they're going to find out about Lewis. And everything Cahill's been saying about us is going to start looking true.
We have to stop Cahill from going through those files.
We tried that.
And we have to try again. We have to prove that Cahill is only on this investigation because Woodall hates you.
The problem is, we don't have a link between them.
And they have a link between Jessica and Malone.
So, we'd have to convince Judge Hopkins their relationship has nothing to do with this whole thing, which we'll never be able to do.
How do they even know about Jessica Malone?
I don't know. Someone at the SEC must have seen them together while Malone was still working.
You think they were holding hands? Come on, Harvey, this is Jessica we're talking about.
Talking about me what?
Holy shit, you're right. She was married, and I didn't even know it.
Cahill had us followed without authorization.
And there's no way he had authorization to follow a government official.
You need to pay that man a visit.
I need to pay that man a visit.
Yep. Oh, sorry, maybe you didn't hear the news. Jeff Ballone doesn't work here anymore.
And I'm guessing you know exactly where he is since you've been following him for months.
Well, I've been following him at all. I've been following you.
Well, it doesn't really matter who you followed, since there's no way you got authorization.
You think Judge Hopkins is going to look into those dreamy brown eyes of yours and drop the case because of that?
No. I think you're going to drop it. Because if you don't, it's no longer malicious prosecution. It's abuse of power. You did it to Mike Ross. You did it to me. And we're going to find out who else you did it to.
Take a shot. It'll take you 2 years to make a case. And even if it sticks, I'll get a slap on the wrist. But Harvey Specter will already be in prison.
Dirty son of a bitch.
Dirty? I may bend the rules, but I'm doing it because you are guilty.
That's exactly what Eric Woodall said before we got his ass fired.
Well, I'll tell you what I told Harvey. I'm not Eric Woodall. And sending some guy named Lewis Litt to confess to some fabricated bullshit isn't going to make me stop. It's going to make me come at you harder.
Maybe no news is good news. All right, maybe no news means bad news.
When it comes to Jessica, no news is no news.
Harvey, you have a minute?
What do you want, Lewis?
I prefer to tell you alone.
Mike knows everything, so spit it out.
Okay, but I think you both should know that whatever happens to me, I had the dignity to come to you and tell you like a man.
What did you do?
He did exactly what I told him not to do. He went to the SEC, and he confessed.
Wait, Jessica, please.
Please what? Don't kill you? Because one thing is for sure. When all this is over, I'm going to fire the shit out of you.
Fire me? You should be thanking me. I read the transcript. Cahill knows about the hidden payment. I went there to save all of you.
And I told you, the second you did that, these two go from being probably innocent to definitely guilty.
Goddamn idiot.
Wait a second. Lewis, if you confess, why are you here?
They sent me home.
What?
What exactly did you say to Cahill?
I didn't talk to Cahill. I mean, I was in his office, but then Eric Woodall comes in, takes me down the hall, I confess to him.
You told the head of the SEC you committed a federal crime and he sent you on your way?
Yes.
And he didn't try to get you to implicate Harvey?
No. In fact, he didn't seem to care at all.
And you specifically told him about your deal with Forsman?
Yeah. He said they're not interested in little fish like me.
You might be a little fish to him, but Forsman is a goddamn whale.
Doesn't matter. Woodall hates me. I'll know what he wants.
But why not use Forsman to reel you in and get two for the price of one?
Unless for some reason Woodall doesn't want to drag Forsman into this.
Because they're in bed together. That's a big leap.
Harvey, you said you told Forsman the SEC was on his ass, and he acted like he was wearing a Teflon suit.
He acted the same way with me.
When assholes act invincible, it's because they think they are.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
You two find the link between those two and find it tonight.
Give you something. Look. In April of last year, Charles Forsman made huge contributions to these three senators.
So what? He's got money to burn.
But 4 weeks later, these same senators helped appoint Eric Woodall to head the New York office of the SEC.
That doesn't prove a direct link between Forsman and Woodall.
It's still a link, Harvey.
And it's how this shit works. It's totally legal. It's not going to do a thing for us.
What do you want? A picture of him handing Woodall a bag of money? Because we're never going to get that.
Maybe we don't need it.
You better be here with something good.
Charles Forsman made me take $1 million to keep from turning on him. Maybe he made Woodall take a taste, too.
You think we don't know that? That's the bag of money problem.
Wouldn't be a bag of money. Because if it's untraceable, he wouldn't have leverage over Woodall.
That's great, but we can't get access to Woodall's bank accounts.
We can't. But Cahill can.
Okay. What good does that do us, huh? They're together.
What if they're not? I told you I went to see Cahill. He wasn't there. 5 minutes later, Eric Woodall shows up. I say two words, Charles Forsman. He hustles me out of there like I'm his mistress with his wife coming up the driveway. Why would he not wait for Cahill?
He wants to get Cahill to turn on Woodall.
Damn right I do.
Maybe Lewis is right. Maybe there are lines that Woodall's willing to cross that Cahill won't.
It's a big maybe.
You have a better idea?
No, I don't.
Look, guys,
We all know that Jessica's gonna fire me after this. I just wanna help. Make things right. Get your coat.
You really looking through those all by yourself?
Are the witches of Eastwick here to tell me how to run my department?
We're here to make things easier for you.
Oh.
Buried in one of these boxes is a copy of this. It proves collusion. Not between me and Mike. Between him and Charles Forsman.
And you're just going to give this to me?
Yep.
And you're going to give it to Woodall, and we're going to see what he says.
And what he's going to say is that he doesn't give a shit about Charles Forsman, just like he told me when I confessed to him.
What exactly are you implying?
We're not implying anything.
We're telling you that after Woodall lost his job, Forsman got him installed at the SEC. And all he had to do in return was protect Forsman.
Where's the proof?
In Eric Woodall's bank accounts.
Oh, so you want me to go through his bank accounts based on your word?
You followed us based on his bullshit.
Based on the word of my friend.
Why don't you ask your friend if he has a problem giving you access to his accounts?
If he doesn't, then we're wrong and we've just handed you the smoking gun.
If you're right, you want me to let him off the hook for what he did?
Woodall already said he's a little fish. We're asking you to throw him back in the water.
What the hell's going on here?
Hey, Eric. It's good to see you again. Sean, isn't this great that we're all together? Did you see me come in? Afraid of what I'd say?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Eric, these gentlemen came in here with these wild accusations that you and Charles Forsman are in bed together.
A bed filled with Forsman's money.
Yes, Charles Forsman gave me millions of dollars. That's why I drive a Subaru.
Yeah, I didn't spend the money he gave me either. That doesn't mean he didn't make me take it.
I don't give a shit. I'm not you.
Eric, obviously these allegations are crazy.
Of course they are.
So, just prove it to him you've got nothing to hide.
This is ridiculous. I'm not gonna dignify it. I'm your boss.
Gentlemen, give me a minute.
Yep.
By a minute, he means 10 to 15 years.
In about a half an hour, you're going to need a really good lawyer. When that happens, don't call me.
Woodall called.
Well, if he was smart, he would call Daniel Hardman. Best person to defend a criminal is a criminal.
Hardman's a much better lawyer than you anyway.
Oh, very funny. Thank you.
Thank you, Lewis.
She already said this to you, but I want you to hear it from me. I wouldn't be back here if it wasn't for this.
I'll take care of it.
Woodall's taken care of. So is everything else.
Not everything.
Jessica.
Harvey, I've already made up my mind.
You weren't there. He helped get us out of this.
After he put us goddamn in it.
And I put us in it just as much. The day I hired Mike Ross.
Are you looking to save Lewis or to get yourself fired too?
I'm saying he did some bad shit. But so have I and so have you.
You and I don't mess shit up. We fix it.
Which is what he did today.
You want to talk about what he did? I told him not to confess. And he went straight down to the SEC and he sang like a canary. After he did the same thing with Jeff Malone.
That doesn't...
Doesn't what? That's just the tip of the iceberg. Let's talk about his greatest hits. Last year, he blew up our merger negotiations because of a cat. This year, he led Mike Ross straight to Charles Forsman. He unwound the Wexler shares after I specifically told him not to. And to top it all off, he took $1 million payout to commit tax fraud that could have landed you 10 years in jail. And he didn't tell us about that until it was too late. And he only did that because he had to.
I'm still not doing it.
I tell him to do something and he never goddamn does it. Now, I told myself I'm going to do something. And I'm going to goddamn do it.
Let me do it.
Why you and not me?
Because you want to deliver the message. His services are no longer needed. And I want to tell him goodbye.
You're really going to do this?
Look at himself in the mirror, to judge himself instead of waiting to be judged by others. And for me, that time is now. You both know I came to Pearson Spector right out of law school, but what you may not know is this is the only place I've ever worked. It's the only place I've ever wanted to work. It is my life. It is my home. And the people that work here are my family. You're like my parents, and the partners, they're like my brothers and associates under my care are like my children. And I'm ashamed to admit it, but I put all of you in jeopardy for my own personal gain. I told myself it was for the greater good, but the truth is, I just wanted to feel on the same level as both of you. I can deny that no longer. I can excuse my actions no longer. Although we've had our differences over the years, there are no two people I respect more. Your names are on the wall for a reason, and mine is not for a reason. And I refuse to put either one of you through the pain of having to fire me. So effective immediately, I, Louis Litt, am resigning from Pearson Spector. Please take care of my home.
Next Wednesday on the Suits Summer Finale.
Mike would never do this.
There are a lot of things you never thought Mike would do.
It's the most shocking episode.
Things can change in the blink of an eye.
You never saw coming.
I'm worried about him.
It is a bloodbath out there. What did you do? The Suits Summer Finale, next Wednesday at 9 on USA.